We are learning Maseches Bar Metzia, Daf Samaches, and Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Samaches, and Rav. Zok the Mishnah. Ein Moishivin Chemveni Lamech Saschar. Now our Mishnah, I'll tell you outside first. Our Mishnah is talking about where you give money or Schaira to someone. Let's say you give Schaira to someone, and he sells it. He's the, you're just an investor, basically, and you have a whole pallet of papers. So you give it to a guy who's going to sell it. He knows how to sell it. Now, when he gets that pallet, he's taking responsibility for half of it, because half of it is going to belong to him, and he's going to get profit on half. So he's taking responsibility on half of it. So technically, it's a loan on half the pallet. Well, that pallet belongs to me, the Malva. Now, he goes and sells it. Half the profits go to me, because I'm the owner of half, and you get half profits, because you're the live on half. And then you pay me back for the principal of that half, and you made half the profits. What's the problem with that? The problem with that is that you worked for free now. Why'd you sell my half? You know why? Because I gave you a loan. Because I gave you a loan, by loaning you the other half, you worked on my half. And that's a problem of ribbis. Because why are you selling my half of the pay raise? It turns out this pallet, half the pallet is mine, the malva. It's mine. If there's a fire, I get the loss. The other half is a fire, you get the loss because you borrowed that half. So you borrowed some. You didn't pay me yet, but you borrowed half. Now, when you sell it, you get half the profits because half of it's yours. The other half is mine. And that's why I get the profits. But why are you doing all the work of selling it? Teretz Yisrael, you took Ahava. That's a problem of ribbis. That's the problem. That's the problem of ribbis over here.
You never paid him for anything.
Exactly. So he's Ahava, exactly. You didn't pay for him. And that's what's the problem.
You have the profit.
Right. So that half the profit, half the profit goes to me because I own half. Why you get the left profit? You own half. Now, you never paid me for the half that you took. So you owe me money. So because of that, that's the only reason why you're working for me. Why would you work for me for free? You know why? Because you're giving me free loan. You give me free pairs.
How do you have acquired partners?
Huh?
How do you have a quiet partner?
Acquired partner?
The one that
pays. I think one would have a quiet partner if the guy doesn't, you're not giving him a loan. But if you give me a loan, you can't have a quiet partner.
He's working with that.
If partner. I give you, so let's say we're a syndicator, right? Let's say everyone lends money to the thing, and who's responsible for that money? Usually, by syndication, the guy who gives the money is responsible for the money. If it gets lost, the other guy doesn't have to pay. But each half, whatever. If you're responsible half, that makes you a loiver. But you have to know if you're a loiver. In a case where you're a loiver, it's a problem. That's where if you're a loiver, then if you're responsible, then you're a problem. That's a problem.
But a regular acquired partner is the one guy who lays out the money.
Right. Let's say the money gets lost by oinus. Who takes the loss? The worker or the owner or the guy, the investor? You don't know. Okay, so you have to find out. When you find out, let me know and I'll tell you if it's service or not. Okay. Ema Shivin Chemveni, it's very simple. If the investor is responsible, there's no hava. If the guy doing the work is responsible, there is hava. Finish, that's how it is. So Ema Shivin Chemveni Lamech Tzatzchar. You can't give these payers to Chemveni for Mech Tzatzchar, like we just said, half the responsibility on me, half the responsibility on you. Loite Moya is on payers. You can't give him money either to buy payers. All these cases are mechze schar, mechze pekada, mechze milva, lemechze schar. Elam kein noisle schar like a pile. So the way you fix this up by paying him like a pile. You pay him like a pile. Just like Agav, we're not going to get into this now. But this is the dollar they give a het isker. By the way, if you don't stand het isker, don't do a het isker. But this is the dollar you give a het isker, is this. The schar like a pile. But anyway, we'll get into that maybe a little more. But you give him a schar like a pile. Ain meshivim, so that's halacha, that if you do this thing that you're giving schayra or money to someone to take care of this investment, and half of the responsibility is on him, half is on me, and he's going to sell it and make a profit, we're going to split the profit, you only could do this if you pay him for his work. Ain meshivim taranagoylim lamechza, you can't have the investment in taranagoylim lamechza, which means that you're going to split the eggs, you can't do that, because again, there also it's half a cry is on him, half a cry is on him. Vein shaman agolim v'sayachim agolim are calves, sayachim are young horses, lemechza. You also can't, you evaluate how much they're worth, and you say, now you owe me half of it, and now he goes and works with them and makes them better, improves them, and they appreciate in value, and he split the profits. Also again, elam kein noisin lo yischar amaloy mazayin. You gotta pay him for his schar amal mazayin. Aval mekablim agolim v'sayachim lemechza, which means what? Which means if the person who's raising the cattle does not take any responsibility, then it's mutter. That means mekabel, not shum. Shum, when it says the word shum, it means you're shumming. You shots it up. And that means I have to owe you half the, I take responsibility and half the value. But you let him mekabel to raise the cattle and then split the profits as long as you're not taking responsibility of it. Megadlim Aysa, how long do you have to megadlit? Atzim Shaloshim, until that a third of their lifespan, v'chamor atzim tenes. And raise, this is time Hilchas raising. What is called raising an animal? When it reaches a third of its age, or a chamor until it can start carrying packages. That's what it is. Now, the only shal is that exactly what's the chiddush of Makab Megalim Shiachim Vechsa? What's the chiddush? Of course, he's not taking responsibility. So, what's the chiddush that he could do without being paid? So, Tois has the kasha. If you look at Tois's Aval, Tema, Maika Maslom, Psita, keep the aim of Kabbalah of Achrayas, you're not Makab Achrayas, what's the shal? And Tois's answer is, Kamash Vallah, and the Mistoma, aim of Kabbalah of Shum Achrayas, Lava Iska. It's not an Iska unless you're Makab Achrayas. So, what's the Gemara of Aitim? This is the Mishnah. And this whole next Omer Gemara and this Mishnah is the whole outline and the Yesoid of Het Iska. As you know, Het Iska is not mentioned anywhere in Shas. The first time Het Iska came up was around 400 years ago. But it's gebayt on this thing, this Iska that's bavuy in this Mishnah. Zot Gemara. Tana, how much do you pay him? Kepoil bottle. This guy who did the work, Chemin, do you pay him like a pile bottle? You pay him like a guy who usually works in construction and now he's off? You pay him like a guy who is in construction, now he has day off. How much do we take for a day off? Freight the Gemara, Mike Kapoy a bottle. He is working. The guy is selling apples. It's not an easy job. Why should you get paid Kapoy a bottle? Amabaya, Kapoy a bottle, Sha'asim Malacha, the Baltimore. Which Rashi means, explains like this, that if he was a Nagar or Nafach, he was a blacksmith or a different type of worker, so how much would he take to Mavatal Fun's Malacha Kaveda? And do a cashier's job, which is easier. How much would he take for that? So it's more than a chemveni. So he's becoming a cashier now. He's working as a cashier, and the thing is, he's working as a cashier, and that's an easier job. But he doesn't want to get paid like a cashier, because he's a bupkis. But it's still better than working as a blacksmith. That's hard work. So how much would he take? So he wouldn't take the money of a cashier, but he'll take somewhere in between. For example, let's say a blacksmith gets paid $50 an hour. No, it's $50 an hour. A cashier gets $12 an hour. So you tell him, you know what, today I want you to be a cashier, but I'm paying $12. He says, no, I don't want to pay $12. I'd rather work hard and pay $50. But if I tell you, I give you $30, so yeah, it's worth it. I'm getting $30. I work easier. It's worth it. That's how much you're paying. You pay a bottle. That's what it means. Shoyes of Lacha, the bottom of it. But that's what Abaya says. And Abaya is like the Mandi Oma who says, we'll see later on, that you get paid Schorei Mashalim, the full value. Because he's getting paid even more than a Chemini. Even more than a Chemini. That's a Lacha, that's what you get paid. Now, it says in our Mishnah, a case of a Chemini, or a case of someone gave money to someone to sell, and he bought pears and sold them. But Shricha, Diton a Chemini, Chemini is the saga of the Kapayel bottle. By a Chemini, it's not to pay him a Kapayel bottle. It's not so hard. It's not enough to pay him a pile bottle. Frank Toysvis on Amud Aleph, on Rashi's Pshat, what do you mean? You're paying the guy the most value possible. What does it mean that you would think that if you gave him money to buy Paris, it's more tircha, loy sagal pile bottle? We just said you're paying him his full value, how much you would take. You ask him, you figure out, how much would he take to do that? So what does it mean? That's Toysvis says. Toysvis says, V'koshal Purusha, the Kama Gemara, I was safe for the Nafesh Tircha, Eim Eloi, Saga the Kapaya Bottle. V'ashto, Eloi, Fim Ashaya, Kavei, the Noit, the Yosir. The harder the work is, he can pay more. If the Chemdi job is harder, he gets paid even more. So what's the Zayl? Zok the Rishash, that according to Rashi, that you're paying the full value, which means how much you would take to go from being a blacksmith to a cashier, you take $30, you go with the average person. You don't get every specific person. The average person, how much would it? So that's a little bit less sometimes, if this guy is more. So maybe, by Likach Ben Paris, you would give him a full value. Kamashlo, no, you give him the average. We tell him, why is Likach Ben Paris, have I mean a hosom, who the buyer could buy a bottle? They have to pay him his full salary. It's not a tircha. It's not a tircha. Have a chemini, learn off his tircha. Have a chemini, that's not so much tircha. There, aim a saga of mashubama. Maybe give him a little bit mashu, like we'll see as a mandiram like that. That filo tavel imayel a betzir leochem el gregers. You just let him eat, let him dip into your dip, or you give him a gregers achazel eschara tzricha. We're going to see that it is a tzad. You can just give him a token amount. Give him the proverbial dollar. You give him, just do schar, we'll see that will be a shita momentarily. So if just said in the Mishnah, the case of Likhem and Peres, you would say, but Chemini, I don't pay kapel bottle. I could pay him like a little amount. Kamash on our Mishnah, you always pay kapel, which means kapel bottle, which means you pay him the full value. And our Mishnah is like the man the Yomba, we'll see in a second, of Shem Ben Yechai. Because Tanur Abana, the simon is kama, easy for Tanur to go, mal and simon is a different, the first thing is kama. Tanur Abana, kama hu schara. How much do you pay this Baal Ha'iska, the person, not the Baal Ha'iska, the person who's working on the Iska, how much do you pay him? Because you have to pay him, because if not, it's a problem with ribbis. How much do you pay him? Kama hu schara. Bei meruba bei mu'ud, the mayor. Mayor says, you got to give him a set amount. It could be a lot or a little, but it got to be a certain amount. You know, you got to give me $10. No matter if he works hard or not, $10. The rabbi. Rav Yehuda Eimer, you don't need that. I feel a tovel imo yelo betzir v'leichom agregos achas zeu eschare. That's enough for a schar. Which Rashi speaks out, this is someone you would do to anyone. But since you're doing something already, it doesn't look like ribbis. Remember, this is not real ribbis in this case. It just looks like ribbis more. So therefore, it's enough if you just do a little token thing. Rav Shimei Chaya Eimer, nois le'eschare m'shalom. Give him his full value of his salary, which means, like we said before, kepoil bottle, which means how much you take less. Nois le'eschare m'shalom. So that's the halacha over here in this three shittas. And we have to know how we pass like, it's a good shayla, it's not pashut, as you see there's no even oisis in this. There's three different shittas over here, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon, and we have to see as we go along who we pass like. But let's see more about these shittas. Tana Rabbana, this is the second part of Simon, of Easy. Tana Rabbana, Ein Shaman, lo yis izim, v'lo yis rechelim, v'lo yis kol davar, she'ina oisiv v'ochil mechza. That izim, rechelim, these are goats and sheep. They're hard to take care of because you have to feed them get them food, and they don't work for you. They don't do work. All they do is fresh. That's all they do, and therefore they cost money to take care of. So now the guy who you invested in, and this person is working for free because you gave him half a loan. Therefore, you have to pay him. You have to give him money. So, if you're not going to pay him, you could do it without paying him. Why? Because there is some benefits, side benefits that the guy who's working with it will get. And he'll take all the benefits. First of all, it gives milk. Izim gives milk. That the goats have goat milk. You could cut off the wool. When they go into the water, a lot of wool falls off. Umarutos, they go through thorns, wool comes off. Because tarnagoyles produce eggs, and therefore, it's not a problem to be shaman in these things. That's what Reish Yudu said. So, that's plenty. Goat milk is very expensive. That's good money. The giza and the chalav. The wool and chalav, you get a nice wool suit, a nice custom suit, they're good stuff here. What do you mean? What's the problem over here? So, tomorrow, Loi pligi. They're not going to be a collector like that. Let's read and talk. That kind of giza v'chol is sipik eschar amali mazoinoi. So you don't know. But giza v'chol is going loi pligi. By giza v'chol, they're not arguing if you're giving that stuff to the worker, to the guy who's doing the peulas. Avad, that's enough. Ki pligi that you're splitting those stuff. So what are we giving him? B'nisyoivi v'tutri. Nisyoivi is like the leftover water that piles and that pools on top of the milk. Like when it gets hard, the cheese, that little liquid. And tutri is the little pieces of wool that fall off while you're running through the thorns. Very little stuff. So what's the machlekes? Beautiful. Tanakama holds that when you do an iska, you have to pay the person doing the work a full salary. Who's his father? Who's his father? Rabbi Yehuda. Who's his father? Rabbi Yehuda. Very good. Savala kavua. You just
give him a little onion dip or something like that. That's enough. So here you're giving him tutri and thing. It's good stuff. Good stuff. That milk, that little juice on top of the milk, and that's just enough as the matzir. So it's very good shmack. It's all shitasai. So it's very good shmack. Tanurabana. Next case. This is the next part of simon. This is tanugaylus. So, if someone has some eggs, and he doesn't have some tarnagel to sit on it, I don't know how that happened, he bought some eggs in the store, these eggs are fertilized, obviously he knew they were fertilized, he needs a Tarnagol to sit on it. So he hires a Isha who has Tarnagolim. Q arrange, you know, these turn into chicken, turn into little chickens. So the halacha is, it depends how you make up the contract. Maskeres Isha l'charvata Tarnagol shnei afreichim. I could hire the Isha to sit on, to have her chicken sit on my eggs, and I'll give you payment to Ephraim, two chicks. Isha, but Isha she'om l'charvata Tanagaylam shali, u'beitzim shalachi. But if the person who has Tanagaylam says, I have Tanagaylam, you have Beitzim, and we're going to split the profits. But he at v'nachalik b'Ephraim. Why is here a shayla? Like Rashi explains, when you say that, then you're taking a chrayas and half the Beitzim. In the first case, where you're just hiring me to sit on it, I'm not responsible for your beitzim. If an oinus happens, if a wolf comes and eats up the beitzim, it's fine. That's not my choice. There's no halva going on. But once I say we're going to split the profits, I'm saying we're doing a chalukah, then what I'm saying is I'm taking responsibility for half the beitzim. And now it becomes a shayla of ribbis. Rabbi Yehuda matir, Rabbi Shimon oiser. Rabbi Yehuda holds mutter, and Rabbi Shimon holds oiser. And it could be this is all l'shitasa. Because Rehuda holds that a small amount of a schar mal is enough. Rav Shimon holds you need a schar, you need full schar. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda, boy, a schar mal is enough. You need anything? Of course, you need something. We said you have to have at least tzir. So the Gemara, Ika beitzim muzaris. There's always a few eggs that don't hatch. They can sit in it, it gets nice and warm for a week, and it doesn't hatch. Now, those eggs, most people don't want them. They're not schmack. But like Rashi speaks out, the Gemara says in Chulun that they're mutter to eat, at least they don't have blood. And if a nefesh ha'yafa ta'ichlam, a nefesh ha'yafa will eat it. And therefore, that's enough. Again, Rehudo Shitasi holds a small amount is enough of a schar. Taptai speaks out that it's shchiach.
The
Tarnagel, the guy with the hand, the guy who's doing the work, the person doing the work. And therefore, that will be the schar amale mazaina. No, the one doing the work owns the hands also, yeah. The eggs are the shayla here. The eggs are the things that the sugya here. The eggs are the 1,000 eggs. You have to sit on them, make them into chickens, and you can pay a certain amount. And if it's a chalukah, you can take half the responsibility and half the eggs. That's what handling here. We're not handling the targum. He has the warmers. That's not the point. He just has the warmers point. So the shayla was get schar mol and mezayin not. So Rehuda says that this is enough to cover for that. Beit Mizar is covered for that. Again, it's the Shitasai, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Now we're going to the next part of the Simon. Milan. It's the last part of the Simon. Tana Rabbanan. Malkam shenogu lahalois schar kosef lemoyos lebehema Milan. Ve'im ishan min gamadina. What does this mean? So Rashi explains, it means like this, that when you shats up a golem v'siyochim ketanim lemechtza, for half the profit, the problem is those little calves and little horses, they don't walk so good and they don't eat so good. You got to schlep them by your shoulder to bring them to the dining room to feed them. You got to schlep them back. A lot of work there. So you have to pay for that work also. To pay for that work. Ritva explains that it means if in a regular upmach where you hire a shepherd, you pay him extra to do the schlepping, then when you have a iska, you also have to pay for that extra. Don't think you don't have to pay. You have to take that into account, the schar kosev. Markov shenogu lahal is schar kosev, lemois mehema mailin, vehem shamming of dino. Shemigamir loimer, he is more mekel. He holds like Rav Yehuda Shita. Shemigamir loimer, shaman egel em imoy, besayach em imoy. He says, you don't have to worry about it. The eagle will be with the mother, and the mother will take care of it. They'll follow the mother around. They'll eat with the mother. Don't worry about it. It's not extra work. The young horse with the mother. Even then, you don't have to pay. Like Tosis speaks out. If you look at Tosis, you're asking for Shimon Gamil, like Boyz Chara Mazayne. Look, Tosis, Pshita, the Schar Mazayne, Boyle Mesev, Hech, you, Glolim, Schar Mazayne, Ma Molay, Grey, the Parach, that film Imoy, Harpam, and Sarv, Schar Kosev. You know, even if it has the mother, a lot of times the mother is very hungry, he's a meat board, and he runs to the food before the baby comes. So a lot of times the baby's not there. So, therefore, there's a problem over here. So you have to get paid something. The Mara Ika Glolim, which is a small man, again, he holds a Rav Yehuda. So, like upon him, we have here a bunch of shittas. We have a bunch of shittas, and basically, we have three shittas: Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir, Rav Shimon, and a lot of them all l'shitasa over here if how much you have to pay the person doing the work. So Amar Rav Nachman, halacha ka Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? He says Tavel Metzir is enough. Vehalacha ka Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, if you remember, Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda, who's his father, Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, he held like his father. So we had the Gemara before, he held like his father. Halacha ka Rav Shimon Gamliel, who just said also holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So basically what we're saying is, halacha Rabbi Yehuda, which we'll see, is not so pashut. So I want to go a little lighter just to finish up this thought. B'nei Rav Ilish, Nofik Alayu Ahushtara. Haltka. B'nei Rav Ilish, Nofik Alayu Ahushtara. Davakosave Paga Baga Baga Hafsit. That means Rav Ilish was a syndicator. People gave him money to invest, and he took half the loan. He was a guy who ran an iska, and he died. And there was a shtar that came, you know, after he died, I looked at his shtaris, and his children had a shtar, and said, Palga behefsir, palga beagar, which sounds like a classic iska, which let's say, just do it and make $100, just make it simple. So someone gave Rav Elish $100, $50 he was responsible for, he has to pay back $2 no matter what, the other $50 he's not responsible for, and then they split the profits. Split the profits. What's the problem with this case? It's a problem of rivers. There was no schar malim mizani. We didn't see schar malim mizani here anyway. So here, the guy worked with it, and it was a problem of ribbis. So it looks like there's ribbis for Rav Ilish. Rav Ilish basically wasn't paying ribbis, technically. He's paying ribbis. Omar Rava, Rav Ilish gava rabahu v'sur le'inshi le'avasafi. He's a very choshvid. He wouldn't feed Isser to other people. So it has to be, we have to tie it up and start a different way. Now let me ask you something. He was making other people do Isser, or he do Isser himself? If you learned Ezenash a little bit, we spoke out that the loiva has an Isser also to pay Rivas. So what I'm saying here, the Rav Ilish himself is a guy, Rabbi, he wouldn't do Isser himself. Why have Isser l'inchi lo yuhav esofi? So Frank the Rishonim, very important. So why don't we say, Rav, he's a big yid, and he probably didn't do Isser himself. Why are we saying it? He didn't feed, he didn't do lifting evil Isser, basically. He didn't do Isser himself. This is a huge cash, and we boys a huge halacha on this. We brought down Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Samach. Zok the Rishonim, Mukyayis, we have the Rashba. Shteita, by Ribbis the Rabbanon, there's no Issa on the Loiva to pay Ribbis the Rabbanon. It's only Issa on the Malva. There's an Issa Lifnei Iver, because there's Issa Lifnei Iver on the Rabbanon. But there's no Issa on the Ribbis of the Ribbis the Gemara like that. There's an Issa only of Lifnei Iver, no Issa Ribbis on Ribbis the Rabbanon, no Issa on the Loiva, which means there's no Issa Loiva. It makes no difference, because anyway, it's Lifnei Iver anyway. But if you figure out a way where there's no Lifnei Iver, whatever the case it will be, so then there won't be Issa. That's what it brings down. Beautiful shtick of Rashba, wrote down in Mukhi Yosef, wrote down in Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah, Akapanim, yeah. So he said Rav Ilish wouldn't do an Issa. So gotta be, you gotta for Taich the Shtar. And the Taich the Shtar is like this. Manav Shach. The Shtar means like this. That they have a choice. Rav Ilish has a choice how to work this iska. Ipal gabagar, if the investor is going to take half the profits, trade tilsi behefsid. He has to take responsibility of extra hefsid, 2/3 of the hefsid. And then it comes out that Rav Ilish is making half profit with only 1/3 of hefsid, he's making more than he deserves. And that's payment for his work. So either pal gabagar trade tilsi behefsid, or if Rav Ilish takes half the hefsid, which means he's taking a loan of half, he gets more schar. Trade tilsi b'agar. And this way, he'll always get paid for his things. That's why you have to teich the star. He has a choice to pick it out. Frank Tosfos, we're talking about a shaita here, the guy who gives the money. Well, he can pick it out, we'll see what's better. He'll take the profit or not. That makes no sense. He'll always gain. He'll always only take, the most he get 1/3 of the loss, and he get 2/3 of the gain. Zog Tosfos, no. The yesh loim is shema zman echod kavua. This Tosfos printed on my base. Shema zman echod kavua lehem. Shetoich ois zman. He has to bevar which one is going to go. But this way, he's for sure getting more than his loan, and therefore it's not a problem of ribbis. Omer Rav Kana, Amrita Shmeitzer Kamed Rav Zimmer Adai. I said over the Shmeitzer that we pateich the star, we change the meaning of the star in order to make Rav Ilish not doing it iser. Vamali, so he told me, what's the problem? Dilmer Rav Ilish, Toivalim Rav Tzirava. Maybe Rav Ilish sat with the investor, especially when they made the investment, and they ate some onion dip together, and finished. That was his payment. What's the problem? Where do you see the problem? Zok to Gemara. V'amram Nachman, and the verse of V'amram Nachman, Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Just sitting there saying, Halach Rabbi Yehuda, Halach Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Halach Rabbi Shemuel. What's the problem? Zok to Gemara. No, you got it wrong. Amalei Lav Hilchas Itmar. Don't say Halachas like that. Elashita Itmar. He's just saying that they're all the same shita, not that we pass like that. And Hakadam established, hey, Malchi, Lomo the Mikshav will make my halacha halacha. Why is the halacha like him, halacha like him, halacha like him? Just say, Lomo the halacha Rabbi Yehuda, the make of a kulu. Just say, halacha Rabbi Yehuda, and we will chap what's going on. Terry said, but he said halacha, he didn't mean we pass like that. He said that we all he said was that they're all the same shita, that's all he said. So therefore, it's not a raya to pass like that. Okay, but now we have a big problem. How do we paskin? So how do we paskin? So it comes out like this. They were saying it's not a raya from here. And now we're very negate how we paskin, because every had this, we have to know how we paskin. Look at the top Tosfos. Omer Tam. The Makom Malkam Alachak Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Shimon Gamliel, who was making like Rav Yehuda, by the way. The Aminam, Kom Malkam Shalom Rav Shimon Gamliel, is saying, Alach Gamaisai. But that's the reason for every time. So it's very nira. The Rav Shmuel will buy you a lixis dinner, a reshag will see in the Gemara next Gemara. So it was still, it's out, the jury's still out, and how we paskin, we have to see. Well, that's learned tomorrow's blot. But Maisa, we still have to know. And why do we have to know? Because everyone who makes a hetiskav understands a hetiskav. That's what it says in the Mepharshim, that they all, if you want to do a hetiskav, you have to understand it. So you have to understand what that dollar is for. So you have to know if the dollar works, doesn't work. That's what's very negeya. The next sugya as we go right there.